Pop with DT and
DB,
hanging out with you here at very special. We know that Ghostbusters is near and dear to so many people. My co-host here, Eric Bunch, is a Ghostbuster of Central New York, and I have always had a connection with Slimer as a kid. It was one of the comic books, one of the first comic books my mom bought me was a 3D Slimer comic book. So it's only fitting that as we celebrate Ghostbusters Day and we celebrate the Ghostbusters in history, that we bring on Robin Shelby for the first time ever onto the show. Robin, how you doing?
I'm great, you guys. Thanks for having me on your show.
Absolutely. And I'm going to throw it to Eric first here. We're going to go back and forth here. But Eric, what's you know, kind of the first thing here, having Robin on the show for the first time, that we want to get to?
Well, first and foremost, I just want to say, Robin, I appreciate you joining us on today's show. And ironically, tomorrow being Ghostbusters Day, it's even a little bit more exciting to have you here with us and be able to chat with you. I got to say, Robin, I just got to tell you this. I think you're an amazing person. And the way you interact with the fan community is absolutely amazing. And I think it just is a huge testament of your character as a person and as an actress, how you interact with everybody. And I got to say, you are awesome.
You are so sweet. And in all honesty, I said this before, but I mean this. It's kind of like, it's a two-way street. It's like what I give out, I give back like twofold from the fans. They're amazing. They're very supportive of what I do. They're always there. It's kind of a win-win. I win too, believe me.
Well, actually, you know, to take that even further, I mean, what was one of your most fondest fan experiences? You know, and that can, it doesn't have to necessarily be Ghostbusters, but I'm guessing that that obviously being one of the roles you're most well known for, most likely will fall in that category.
You know, there's so many. I think that just meeting some of the fans that are so grateful for the work that I and everyone on the film has done is just going to any events or conventions. It's so much fun for me because you feel the love. You feel like how much the franchise has affected families and now their kids. And then it'll affect their kids as you know, moving forward. So I think it's an amazing, I'm very lucky to be part of the franchise. And I think it's just an ongoing thing that just, it's so much fun to be part of it and know that the fans are so grateful.
And Robin, when you see these fans, how many how many Slimers have you seen out there? How many people have dressed up and come out to you and said hello?
I've seen a lot of different kinds of Slimers, everything from balloon Slimers to paper mache Slimers, to you name it. I've seen babies, dressed as Slimer. It's infinite, but I love it. If I'm out and about and I see somebody dressed as Slimer, I'll take a photo with them and post it. It's pretty cool. It's very creative, I have to say.
Well, I think it's safe to say that most of the Ghostbuster fans, actually, more specifically, Ghost Heads, know Robin Shelby, know who you are. But, to take that further, I mean, when you meet somebody out in public or whatever and they find out that you were Slimer in Ghostbusters 2 and Lady Slimer in Ghostbusters Answer the Call, what's their reaction? Like, what do they typically act like when they find that out?
A lot of people don't even know there's a human being involved with it. Even, you know, at a lot of events that people that aren't Ghost Heads, they look at it like, there's somebody who's in that costume and acted that out. I'm like, yeah, there's definitely a person in it. They had no idea. They thought it was all computer generated, basically, but there's no person involved. So it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun showing people what went into making that character.
And in creating that character, speaking here with Robin Shelby on Superpowered Pop with DT and
EB.
Robin, to get it, like you said, a lot of people don't know that there was a person acting this out in Ghostbusters 2. Bring me into the experience of that, the experience of trying to bring this character to life and being the person that was visually trying to make Slimer a reality in Ghostbusters 2.
So I'm sorry, say that again?
As far as, you know, what you can say about bringing Slimer to life in Ghostbusters 2 and being the person in the suit, so to speak, just what that experience was like.
It was, I think when I first got cast, it was a lot of pressure because it was already a very loved character and I didn't want to let anyone down. It's kind of stepping into some shoes that were pretty big to fill. And I tried to just go on the set when I was working and try not to think about that, but just listen to what they wanted me to do and have fun each day and not worry about, if I thought about how it was much bigger than me, obviously the character, and if I just let myself get carried away with that, I would have been too nervous to even do it. So I just had to go in every day and just kind of relax, have fun with it, and just enjoy every moment and not think about the previous film. I just had to think about what I had to do. It was a lot of pressure. When I first got it, I was like, oh man, I have to do this justice. You know, I really have to go in and try to do the best I can do.
And then as far as I'm actually watching in studio here, one of the rehearsal videos of you getting ready to act some stuff out. I mean, bring me into the costume and being inside of this thing and just that experience of it all, because I'm watching you act out these different scenes and bring this character to life. What was it like being inside of this Slimer suit? And, you know, unlike the world of a lot of CGI things, you know, you were physically, you were him and you were bringing him to life. Just what it was like to be in some of these moments.
At first, it took a little getting used to. We rehearsed for, I think, almost 6 weeks before we started shooting. There were some fittings and then rehearsals, and what they would do is they would set up a camera. I think what you're probably looking at is one of those rehearsals. They set up a camera so I could actually see what it looked like as well. It took about 2 weeks to even feel comfortable doing it. So that time spent with the people at ILM working on it and rehearsing was so important. But it took some time to get used to visually what I could see, which wasn't a whole lot. And it took some time to get used to what I could hear, which is difficult because there's motors running inside the head. So it's almost like being in a loud airplane.
Oh, wow.
When I was shooting. So it was like, I really had to focus on trying to understand what they were trying to say, you know, across the soundstage. So it's just getting used to a whole new way of working. It's not a typical acting job. You really definitely had to kind of adjust to the limitations that you had being in that suit.
So Robin, correct me if I'm wrong. Did you actually, over the years, have you like collected pieces of the suit? I thought I caught wind that you actually had like a piece of the tongue or some other pieces. Do you have any of this? Like, did you get to keep anything from any of the movies?
Yeah, they did give me, I still have the tongue. It's falling apart though. It is latex. So it definitely disintegrates over time. And I have a maquette. What they did is, for Ivan Reitman, they made about 14 maquettes, like in different colors, so he could kind of view and pick the one that he liked. And they, at the end of the shoot, they gave me one of those. So that's kind of one of my prized possessions. I absolutely love it.
So you have this in your possession. You have this piece of it. Do you, I mean, are you kind of like looking for or wanting to go back and do, I mean, we talk about people going on set and kind of keeping some stuff. I spoke with some of the Power Rangers guys that are like, maybe a helmet never made it back and whatnot. Right. Was there anything that you tried to find on set that you could kind of just take as a memento that I think the statute of limitations is over, so you can share it with us?
Honestly, that wouldn't be, that's just not me. I if I wanted something, I would ask. And I think when they were taking the suit apart, I asked for the tongue and they said, well, yeah, absolutely. Here you go. I was working right beside an actor. His name is Jin Fei, who I adore. He was the actor in the Statue of Liberty. I'm sure he wanted to keep the Statue of Liberty head, but I'm sure he didn't get to do that. So the answer is no. I wouldn't have tried to. There were things all around from the shoot. There's the River of Slime that was right there at ILM. There's a lot that was amazing to be around. But I what I was given, I took. But I wouldn't have taken anything off the set. No.
Speaking here with Robin Shelby, who was the visual effects that capture of Slimer in Ghostbusters 2 and Lady Slimer in the newest Ghostbusters of 2016. To have this character in time, I know we've talked about some of your interactions with fans and whatnot. Did you ever think, I know you said being a part of Ghostbusters 2, it was a big undertaking and you knew that there was a lot to it, but all these years that have gone by and now this new movie within the last couple of years, did you ever think that Slimer would be kind of that cult favorite where wherever you go, whatever you do, you know, people know Ghostbusters, they know Slimer, they know the music, they know who you're going to call. So, I mean, how amazing is it for you to see this thing withstand the test of time, so to speak?
Well, like I said, I stepped into it with Ghostbusters. I was a fan of the original Ghostbusters, like everyone else was. So I kind of already knew the immensity of the movie and the effect it had on people. So I kind of, it's not like a film that was brand new and it hits and nobody realized that it would be that big. I knew how big Ghostbusters was. So I had a feeling it was going to be big. But the fact that we're talking about this, and I'm talking to you about this almost 30 years later, I didn't think that would happen, no. I really didn't. It's become a bigger part of my life than I ever realized it would be, to be honest.
And then as far as the newer movie with Ghostbusters coming up here, I know that you have on social media, you have a picture with Kate McKinnon and obviously this new team that came together with all of these, you know, wonderful comedians and actresses with Kristen Wiig and Kate McKinnon, as well as Melissa McCarthy and Leslie Jones. What was that experience like for you? And did you get to spend some time with these ladies?
No, my job was it's quite different. Ghostbusters 2, right? I've spent 6 weeks, 8 weeks in a soundstage in a hot costume. For Ghostbusters 2016, Answer the Call, I was half a day in an air-conditioned soundstage, recording studio, recording the voice. So it was definitely physically a lot easier, but they're both equally as fun, just totally different jobs. But so basically, I was in a recording studio. They had already recorded everything before I got there. So I was by myself, you know, not with the other cast members. The cast members were already wrapped when I did my stuff. So I met Kate McKinnon at the premiere, actually. Yeah. And even in Ghostbusters 2, I didn't meet any of the other actors, except Bill Murray came in on the set just to check it out. But both of my jobs on Ghostbusters 2 and the new Ghostbusters, it was kind of done alone with a special effects team or a sound team. And it wasn't on the set while they were shooting the principal photography. So I just got lucky, you know. I've gotten to be friends with a lot of them since then, but I didn't have to meet them doing the job that I did. I just got lucky that I was able to.
And then as far as, you know, like you said, you've gotten to meet them since then and build some friendships. Who are some of those people that you've been able to build some bonds with in the Ghostbuster family?
I'd say I've become really, really good friends with Ernie Hudson. He's an amazing human being. I adore him. And the first convention I did, I was kind of just seated next to him, and I saw how he was with his fans, and he's incredible. I mean, he's really, really incredible. And he's a very talented man. I think in general, he's an underrated actor, but he's kind of the person that I've kind of kept in touch with and become probably friends with the most. But like I said, you know, I've met quite a few of them at events here and there, and I haven't really been disappointed meeting any of them. We're pretty lucky to have such amazing people in both films in franchise. They're pretty incredible, talented, and just really good with people and their fans too.
And looking at that relationship, speaking here with Robin Shelby, that relationship with Ernie Hudson, just what you could say about, you know, like you said, the type of person that he is, to go a little bit deeper into that, just what he shows you and when he's not on camera, when he's not on screen, when you're just speaking with him, just what he has been as a person, as a member of this, you know, bigger, greater Ghostbusters family, just because he looks to be very humble. And when you see him on shows or show up at certain places, he just seems like that guy who just appreciates that you remember that he was in this little movie called Ghostbusters. So,
and the word you use, appreciate, really comes to mind with him. I think he appreciates what he's been given. He appreciates the fans. I think he doesn't take it for granted. He doesn't have an attitude or an ego. And I think that's what I really love about him. He's just a down-to-earth, talented actor who just appreciates what he's had what he's been given.
I completely agree with you, Robin. And I've had the pleasure of meeting Ernie, and he is really probably one of the most down-to-earth people I think I've ever met. Like, you could literally just sit there and have a conversation with him almost about anything. And and he's incredibly relaxed and, you know, extremely low pressure. And I think in terms of just, you know, his willingness to come forth and talk to people. It just, I mean, it's a testament of his character. And obviously, you know, it's just like you. I mean, I think you and Ernie are almost like one and the same when it comes to interacting with fans. So
I appreciate that. Thank you. But yeah, and I'm so lucky that I've gotten to know him a bit. He's incredible. And I've learned from him. I've learned, like, you know, to even appreciate further what I have and the fans, and just watching him, he's a perfect example of what an actor should be to his fans. So
what do you got on the agenda here in the next year or so? You got anything you're working on, any projects you want to talk about, anything like that?
Yeah, I actually have a web series coming out soon. It's called Two Cops in a Car. Keep your eyes open for it. It's a web series that my husband has written and directed, and it's little short spurts. It's like, as a webisode, they're about 5 minutes in length, so they're really easy to watch. We've shot two of them so far, and we're really excited to get them out there soon. We just have to finish the sound editing and get it all color corrected and get it all ready to go. But I can't wait to put it out there. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
So speaking of, I know you brought up your husband there. So how's your husband deal with the fandom that is Slimer and how you handle it? You know, obviously you handle it very well, but I'm assuming he seems to be incredibly supportive from what I've seen. But what's his reaction to all the fandom? Like, if somebody comes up to you that recognizes you out there and what have you, how's he take you being Slimer?
He loves it, and he loves going to events. He loves going to the conventions. We're going to one next week, actually, next weekend. And he loves it. He'll take his camera. He takes pictures. He talks to everybody. He gets into it really almost just about as much as I do. He has a lot of fun with them.
And when you have this, you know, that this will always live with you. You know, some people like that. Some people don't like it. I can't imagine, you know, being a part of something so great, why detaching from it would be a good thing. But just what you can say, I mean, to always be a part of this family and to know that, you know, this will live on forever, just what that means to you as you look back on everything and look back on what you've been able to do and how a bunch of hours in a costume working on a set somewhere has turned out to be one of the greatest things that, you know, people remember you for and appreciate you for.
Like, you know, I don't understand truly, like, people that have had some iconic show or TV show or comedy or film that makes them, why would you separate yourself? I'm not sure. I embrace it just because I'm proud of it. I'm very proud of the people I've worked with and what I've gotten to do. I don't get it when actors do that. So that's just not me. I'm like I said, I couldn't be more proud of not just the film, but I'm proud of what the fans do with the fandom too. All the franchises, they go out and they raise money for children's hospitals and cancer research and you name it. And, you know, they're taking a fandom and turning it into something even better by kind of giving back. And I'm very proud of that, too.
And to have this experience, like you said, to live with this, I have to ask you in the newest one, Ghostbusters 2016, Answer the Call, where with Slimer and Lady Slimer taking off, where are they heading, in your opinion?
They're just joyriding. He got a hold of a car, and they're having the time of their life. Like they said, they're just, I don't think they even have a destination. They're just enjoying every moment of it.
And to be on, I mean, it's kind of interesting to be on both sides of the coin. Ghostbusters 2, to be Slimer, and in Ghostbusters 2016, Answer the Call, to be Lady Slimer. What's it like to be on both ends of that relationship, so to speak?
I always joke. I think I'm the only actress who's played my own love interest. that's kind of fun. It is kind of weird to, like, play Slimer in one and then the person that he's flirting with in the other. But it's great. It's so cool. It's a blast. I love it.
And as you see things move forward, what would you like in the future of Ghostbusters? Would you like to see this continue on? I mean, what was kind of your take? Because Ghostbusters 1 and 2 obviously had their own connection with the community, and then Ghostbusters 2016 offered a different look at the story. What would you like to see for the future?
I'd love to see it continue. you know, I've heard everything from talk show, like an animated feature to another live action. Hey, as long as it's good and the fans like it and it's funny and the actors are good, which they always have been, I say keep it going. I say as long as the quality is there, I say keep moving forward.
And I do want to make a note here of something that obviously, you know, is in the background of these movies, but also in the foreground in people's lives. And that is the fact of, you know, with Bill Murray and Ernie Hudson and Dan Aykroyd, the one person who is not with us, Dr. Egon, Harold Ramis, just what you could say about, you know, his memory. I know they paid somewhat of a tribute to him in this newest one. Just what you could say about that, even if you didn't know him that well, just knowing that one of our Ghostbusters is watching over the rest of the crew, so to speak.
You know, my regret, I'm one of the biggest Harold Ramis fans ever, and I think my regret was, because of the work that I did on the special effects stage, he's one of the Ghostbusters I did not get to meet, and I so wanted to thank him. Because he's one of the hearts of the creation of Ghostbusters. And he, without even knowing me, he gave me something that he'll never realize affected me so much. And I never got a chance to tell him that. So I was a fan and bummed like everybody else that we no longer have that talent around anymore. And selfishly, I would have loved to just, like I said, just say thank you.
Yeah, and we talk about all these kind of these great people that have been involved with these movies, from Annie Potts to those we mentioned, Rick Moranis. And Rick Moranis' story, and I kind of want to get your thoughts on this, because as Eric said, you know, you're a very down-to-earth, very humble and caring person. Rick had a lot of success with the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids series, with Ghostbusters and whatnot, and was doing a lot of different work. And he stepped away when his wife fell ill and passed away to take care of his children.
Right.
And he has this amazing story of, you know, I wanted to be the dad that gave them everything, so he gave up everything to give them everything. And just what you could say about that, because he's obviously a piece of this family as well.
And most of the stuff that I did, all the stuff that I did at Ghostbusters 2 was with him. I support the fact that he stepped away and took care of his kids. Who could blame him? And as much as he's one of the biggest talents I can think of. I adored what he did in Ghostbusters and Ghostbusters 2. But you have to support the fact that he just wanted to be an amazing father and step in and fill that void of losing his wife and their mother. So I totally support it. You know, I hope he comes back. You know, and little glimmers. I think he's been doing some music, and he's slowly kind of, you're hearing a little bit about stuff that he's doing. But he's so good. The man is so talented. I would love to see him when he's ready to come back and get back on film again. I miss him. I miss what he does.
Can we do a mashup? You know, Honey, I Blew Up Slimer. Can we do that?
I love it. I love it. I'm in. You don't have to say any more than that. Just count me in. I'll do it.
Yeah, and Robin, speaking here with Robin Shelby, who has brought Slimer to life for us both with Ghostbusters 2 and with the most recent Ghostbusters 2016 Answer the Call. Robin, I want to do something that I've had in my company for a while. It's called Rapid Fire. And what it allows Eric and I to do is throw a bunch of questions at you that you have no idea where they're coming, what's going on, but you got to give us your first thought. It's a true Slimer way, because he acts on impulse.
But here's the kicker. Okay. At the very end, we'll turn the tables and you can ask us anything, just in fairness.
Yeah, we're going to throw it back on us. So whatever we do to you, you do it back to us. So.
Okay, now I'm scared, but I'll do it. Let's go for it.
All right, I'm going to let Eric start this
off. We'll keep it simple for you. So, So obviously our show is Super Powered Pop. You know, we try to talk about superheroes and comics and movies and what have you here. So who is your favorite superhero right now, like going in, you know, as far as like the last like 5 years in superhero movies and stuff? Are you a big superhero fan or what?
I am. Wonder Woman.
Woman?
Loved it, yeah.
All right, fair enough. I'm gonna throw one at you. We're going to go back and forth here. Who is your favorite villain or anti-hero?
Ooh, the Joker. Batman.
All right, love that. All right, Eric, That's cool. Back to you. What do you got here?
Okay. I think I already know the answer to this.
Maybe not. Who knows?
But what is your favorite food.
Sissy.
Now, would that coincide with Slimer? Because I know we talked about it maybe being hot dogs, but what's your opinion?
You know, sushi is definitely a Robin food. We've never seen Slimer eat sushi. Although, in the future, if they make some more with Slimer, I'd love to see Slimer with a California roll in his hand. That's all I'm saying.
Fair enough. That's awesome.
What would be Slimer's favorite dessert, in your opinion?
Oh, a chocolate lava cake.
I like it.
Lava. All right. Good choice.
That's awesome. All right, Eric, what do you
have? So I think for my last one, if you had the opportunity to work side by side with anybody tomorrow,
yes,
who would you want to work with?
Kate McKinnon.
Kate?
And why Kate?
You know, I've been, way before Ghostbusters answered the call, I've been a super fan of hers on SNL. And I just think she's seriously brilliant. And to do a scene with her would be a dream come true. It would be awesome. I think she's so talented.
My final one will be in rapid fire here on Super Powered Pop. What, for you, who has been your biggest influence, both in your line of work and in your personal life? So I'll ask you twofold here, your biggest influences.
They're really, I have to say there's two. My father, who's no longer with us, but without him, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today or be the person I am today. And my husband, who is also an actor, but he's so supportive. And I would have given up long ago, I think, without his support too.
That's amazing. Well, in fairness, Robin, we asked you three. So you get to throw three our way. And there's no preparation with this whatsoever. We have to answer what you ask us. So Slimer, okay. Please throw something our way.
Okay, you're on an island with one movie. What do you take?
Eric,
well,
go ahead.
My answer, it's obviously going to be Ghostbusters. There's no question there.
Okay.
I would say, oh, this is so hard. See, I love Ghostbusters. And I also, I love comedy. And I really, really loved what Jim Carrey, when I was a kid, what he would bring. So I would bring Jim Carrey, Robin Williams. So it would either be Mrs. Doubtfire or Liar, Liar.
Good choice.
I love it.
Very good choice.
I love it.
All right, what's your second one, Robin?
You can spend 10 minutes with anyone living or dead. Who would it be?
Go ahead, Eric.
I think for me, honestly, I know this is kind of redundant in our conversation here, but I think at this point it would probably be Harold Ramis. But not to just default to Harold just being a Ghostbusters fan. I think if I really had to make that decision and I had some time to think about it, I'd probably want to spend some time with my grandfather, who passed away a long time ago. Because I never got the opportunity to really know him, you know, and you always want that opportunity as a child to get to know your grandparents when you're an adult and you understand the world and see the world differently than you do as a kid. If that makes sense.
That's very sweet.
So for me, if I living or dead, who would I spend some time with? Well, you know, Robin, I'm gonna have some fun with this and throw this over to you because I have two answers as well. The first one would be that we'd have to hang out a little bit because I got to hang out with Slimer. And the reason why I'm telling you this is because I said it off the air. I, as a child, terrified of ghosts, terrified of the unknown, but for some odd reason, I was like hypnotized by watching Ghostbusters and Ghostbusters 2, and I could get through it. So Slimer, right, for all that you helped him to be in our world, in our universe, he helped me to kind of, you know, like laugh with ghosts, know that ghosts like to eat, they like to have fun, you know, they're not all bad. And so, you know, I think Slimer helped me get through some fears I had as a kid. And so I would say that, you know, we'd probably have to hang out and do some Slimer things, maybe go wreak some havoc somewhere. And then my second one would be, it would actually be kind of in line with Eric, is that both of my grandfathers passed away in 1992. I don't remember a lot of that year outside of them passing away. So if I could spend any time with anybody, it would be both of them, because I still, to this day, 26 years later, I credit them with raising me, because what they taught me for the first 6 years of my life, I've held on to. So I think they're always around. I feel them all the time, and you know, I just, if I could spend some I always said I'd cut my arm off if they gave me another second. So, I mean, I would do it for them.
I totally get it. That's very sweet, you guys. Yeah. It's funny. What I love about human nature, it's like you have this opportunity. I said anybody. And you guys chose family that you'd love to see again. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
And we're gonna give you one more to throw out at us here.
Let's see. Favorite ice cream?
I'd have to go with a Friendly's Reese's Pieces Sundae. that's my
specific,
deal.
Very specific.
That is. I love it.
I'm going, and here's something cool, Robin. I have my own sundae at Carvel. So
you do?
Yes, in Carvel, in Central New York, at Carvel DeWitt. It's called it's named after my sports show Wake Up Call. So it's a Wake Up Call Sunday, and it's cookie dough pieces and caramel swirl because they're my two favorite things. So I'm gonna have to stick with my Sunday because there's nothing better than caramel and cookie dough. So
I gotta say, cookie dough is amazing. That and chocolate mint. I love that too. Yeah, so cookie dough, good choice.
Well, and it's funny too because they said now that like. Now cookie dough can have salmonella, and I was like, well, then I guess I'm dying of salmonella.
Some things you just have to look past and ignore and just do anyway, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So in closing, you have something you want to say here?
No, I just, again, Robin, I really appreciate you taking the time to sit down and speak with us and just giving us some time on the eve of Ghostbusters Day here. And, you know, again, just as a... It's a testament. I appreciate everything you've done in the past and the support you've given us. And you know, you talk about the Ghostbuster fans and the franchises out there in such high esteem. But I think you're just as much a part of making the world a better place as these franchises are that are out there. Because I think you give people a lot of the motivation just through your positivity and your vibes that you spread. And you know, I just got to say, you're a phenomenal person, and we appreciate your time, and wish you the best of luck with everything you got going here in the future. So,
I'm speechless. That's very sweet. Thank you for the kind words. Seriously,
the world needs more sushi, and it needs more Slimer. That's all I know.
the world would definitely be a better place with more sushi, don't you think?
I think it would be. So that's Robin Shelby once again, our Slimer here for every fan everywhere that is connected to the Ghostbusters world. Do yourself a service and your family. And if you have kids that are coming into the universe here a couple years old and trying to learn what's good, make sure that you show them Ghostbusters. And Robin, I appreciate all that you've done. And from that comic book that my mom gave me to write now, I can finally say that I got to talk to Slimer, so I think a big part of my bucket list is handled.
And happy Ghostbusters Day to everybody out there. Seriously.
Absolutely, and we appreciate it as always. So we look forward to talking with you soon, and thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having me on.
All right, take care.
Thank you so much. Take care.